Synthetic drugs are not a new phenomenon in Australia, but since 2009, there has been a spike in synthetically produced drugs as they're cheaper to manufacture and can be upsold as the real deal. Synthetic cannabis users are now 30 times more likely to require emergency medical treatment compared to those who use regular cannabis. Kristen Siamis reports.
There has been a recent buzz surrounding the resurgence of synthetic drugs in Australia, with concerns over the health of young people who are unknowingly consuming these manufactured narcotics. Synthetic drugs differ from the traditional drugs consumed because of their chemical makeup. Dr. Monica Barrett, research fellow at the National Drug and Alcohol Research Centre, says that there are many people who are consuming synthetic drugs without even realising and ending up in hospital as a result.
One of the things that often doesn't get discussed is the unintentional use of these drugs. So people who are using what they believe to be, I guess, well-known standard prohibited drugs like, say, ecstasy or LSD, and in fact the drugs that they're taking might contain some of these newer substances. And what that means is that the information that they're getting in order to maybe take that drug a bit more safely is not really relevant to them, because they're not actually taking the drug they think they're taking. So their dosages can be completely wrong, they're more likely to overdose, they're more likely to come into harm's way.
The New South Wales government has long been trying to outlaw synthetic drugs since their initial statewide ban in 2013, but has been struggling to keep up with the changing chemical compounds. And this means that the law has been consistently behind the times. Dr. Barrett says that because of these bans being in place, the drugs have gradually been becoming more and more potent.
Legislation is evolving and trying to name the particular chemicals and say, well, now we know this exists, this one's prohibited. When that happens, then a new one comes onto the market and it appears that they're getting even more dangerous. We've seen this with synthetic cannabis. We've seen the constituents in synthetic cannabis products slowly and slowly becoming more potent in response to being prohibited.
Ray Thorpe, franchisor of the Happy Herb Company, says that there needs to be tighter monitoring by the police on these illicit substances, as synthetic drugs are still readily available under the table at several establishments. His franchise previously sold synthetic substances prior to the ban coming in.
It hasn't stopped. There's still synthetic cannabinoids out there. You can still go into certain shops. I must say not Happy Herb shops, but you can still go into certain shops and get it from under the counter. It really hasn't changed anything. And quite recently, some people fell quite sick on the synthetic cannabinoid, which is nothing like the original one that we were originally selling 10 years ago.
Ray Thorpe says that the bans have been wholly ineffective and that there are better ways of regulating both legal and illegal substances.
No, I don't support the ban because I don't think the bans are working. I think there are better methods of controlling and regulating, prescribing and taxing all substances. So, no, I don't support the ban. They just don't work.
Dr. Monica Barrett says that it's important that the New South Wales government reconsider their blanket ban approach to synthetic drugs. She says that although synthetic drugs are dangerous, there needs to be a better approach. To combat the potentially deadly effects of the drugs, Dr. Barrett suggests that Australia follow the European example of testing a small quantity of the drug and providing a profile of exactly what chemicals are in it so that people know exactly what they are taking.
We need to be able to say, look, here's a place you can come, you can talk to people with a non-judgmental attitude about what you've been doing, and we can provide useful information for you. And this is why having a testing campaign, being able to test people's drugs in an anonymous environment, in a safe environment, means we can tailor advice to them based exactly on what they're taking rather than their self-report of what they're taking, which clearly might be incorrect.
That was Dr. Monica Barrett, a research fellow at the National Drug and Alcohol Research Centre that's based out at the University of New South Wales, finishing that report by Kristen Siamis.